Joker and the Queen.
Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift released a new music video this past Thursday, gifting fans with their first collaboration since Swift's Red, Taylor's version. The track, The Joker and the Queen, was originally included on Sheeran's Equals album, which came out this past fall. Since its release, Sheeran had hinted at the feature for months without confirming Swift's involvement. Her inclusion in the project was officially announced only a few days prior to the video and recording release.
I actually had no idea, and that's, like, really bad. Usually I, like, see on Instagram or TikTok, I see, like, people posting about it, but I have not seen that, and I didn't know that a new song came out.
That was Evelyn Mulcrone, a freshman in NU's School of Communication and longtime Swiftie. As someone who's also a fan, I was excited to share the track with her and hear her opinions. Here's what she had to say after her first listen.
So what are your, like, first thoughts, first reactions to that?
I feel like it doesn't sound very similar to other Taylor Swift and, like, what I know of Ed Sheeran. It kind of sounds like a movie score a little bit. Like, some of the orchestrations, I think, kind of sound like that. It just sounds, like, really different than anything that I've heard them do. It seemed very, like, sad and mellow. And I really liked the duet at the end where they were both singing. I thought that was really nice. When she was kind of in, like, a higher voice than, like, how she sang her verse. I really liked that. I thought it was a nice change from what I'm used to from both of them.
Madill freshman Fiona Roach also had only good things to say about the collab.
I really like this song. I always really enjoy when Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran work together. And I think it was a really cute parallel to their song Everything Has Changed that was originally released a while ago on Red and then was just re-released on Red Taylor's version. So I really like their friendship. I think they have a really good vibe together and their voices sound really good together.
The music video parallels their earlier collaboration for Everything Has Changed off of Swift's Red album, which was released over 10 years ago. It featured the same actors as the original, only as grown-ups instead of kids. It acts as the perfect interruption of Swift's nostalgic album re-recordings, catering to the many older fans that have been with her since the release of her first few albums.
Can you tell me a little bit about, like, your history with Taylor Swift?
So I started listening to Taylor Swift, I think, when I was in kindergarten. My mom was a really big fan, and that's kind of how I started listening to her. I've been to 4 Taylor Swift concerts, and I've also been to an Ed Sheeran concert. So I'm a big fan. Taylor Swift, honestly, I've been a fan my whole life. Like, all of her albums, I feel like I grew up with her because my music taste kind of evolved as her artistry evolved. So she started in country when I was younger, and then when I was more in, like, middle school, high school, she moved into pop, and now she's moving into, like, indie. So I feel like her music style has kind of, like, guided my music taste.
Although Swift's style has changed dramatically over the years, she maintains a loyal fan base, while her more recent transition towards a more folk indie music style has received both praise and criticism. Swift's success continues to grow. Here's what Roach had to say about it.
I think it's really cool that she is so versatile and she can do so many different sounds. And I know I get kind of annoyed when people critique her and say she should have never left country, because I think some of her best work is what she's done in pop and in, like, the Folklore and Evermore eras. And I think it's just interesting to see the different sides of her and the different facets of her, like, talent and her work. So honestly, I'm such a huge fan. Anything she does, I think I would support. But I'm really excited about, like, the recent eras with, like, the indie songs.
Right.
Finally, I asked Roach the question that all Swifties want answered. What will Swift release next?
I'm a big fan of the fan theories that I see on Instagram and TikTok and Twitter. And I think the next re-recorded album will be 1989. Because I have a feeling it's going to come out in, like, May or June, because she has, between Fearless TV and Red TV, she waited 7 months. So that would be 7 months from Red TV would be, like, May. And I think just after the emotional wreckage that Red left behind. I think 1989 would be the perfect album to re-record next because it's so fun. It's such a summer album. I have heard some theories about Speak Now being next, which I would also be thrilled about, but I don't know. I just have a feeling it's going to be 1989.
For WNUR News, this is Izzy Perea.